New Media and Spiritual Traditions. Answer to the 14th question on a research project on spiritual traditions. The 14th question was, how do you think of the new media and the traditional teachings? How will and are they used? Will they have some influence on the tradition? If so, in what way? If you listen to me now, you listen in a new media. And of course, you can know, if you know a little more about me, I'm using the new media quite a lot. So far, I've produced 20,000 videos. Yes, it's true, 20,000 videos on all aspects of spirituality, of yoga, of everything which is connected with it. And many Indian teachers use the new media, video and audio and internet pages and webinars. And at Yoga Vidya, we also have live satsangs, and we also have basically all materials which we have for our professional trainings. We also have free on the internet. So in that way, how will the traditions be influenced by it? Well, the traditions need to use the new media to be of importance, because less people can afford to spend 12 years in an ashram. And it's also not possible that a student spends several years in an ashram. Only minorities can do it. But I'm completely convinced that the spiritual teachings of the grand traditions are very important today. So the spiritual traditions need to stay faithful to their tradition in some respect. So the traditional teachings, moksha and the scriptures and the practices, they have shown their usefulness over time, hundreds and thousands of years. But to spread this knowledge, yoga and the traditions have to go with the times. There will be some traditions which will stay in their context. And other traditions, like Yoga Vidya, we use all the modern media. We have apps, we have video, we have audio, we have web pages, webinars, live stream, and whatever is possible. We're present on Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter and Pinterest and LinkedIn and whatever we can find, we also use. We think spiritual knowledge is important, and we use all the modern media to spread it. And, of course, in that way, the traditions will also become more modern. But the essence of spiritual teachings remain the same. But new means can be found. And the media, the word media means literally means. And so media are means. And the teachings are the essence. And you have to spread the teachings. And for that you can also use the modern media, the modern means. And yogis have always adapted to the times. Originally, the spiritual tradition of yoga was an oral tradition. Then the scriptures came. Then it became a scriptural tradition. It was a Sanskrit tradition. Then they were translated into the local languages. Then they were translated into English. Then great masters started the concept of courses. At some point, there was the universities in ancient India, like in Taxila and others. And then when India was ruled by Muslims and by the British, then the big universities didn't exist anymore. And so the tradition went more to the religious orders or into the families. After Indian independence, certain part of the traditions again went into university teaching. And so on. So the means to teach will always change. There will be certain influence on the tradition itself, but altogether, the basic teachings has not changed since the Upanishadic time.